Welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show. And this week, Gus, the New York Giants, Tom Coughlin, come to town. And you know, it seems like every week we watch somebody who is a premier player with the opponent. And this week, there's a couple of them specifically. And I think everybody in the nation really understood one of the premier players, because Sunday night, the catch that Odell Beckham had in that game on national television, wow, what a moment.
They do. They're very talented, especially at the skill positions. You know, the wide receiver position, the tight end spot, the running backs. So they're coming along. They're scoring some points offensively, and the receiving core is a big reason why.
Well, let's look at a couple of plays by Odell Beckham. We'll start with not the catch first. We'll start with another catch that really impressed me from the end zone look here, because he really stretches out to make this play.
Well, again, Eli sets the whole thing up. You know, a quarterback that can throw on the run, very poised, very competitive, and then places it where only Odell can catch it. And, you know, you can see the extension and the concentration that he has on the perimeter, I think, is what's really becoming evident the more he plays.
And a young player, rookie, was hurt early on in the season. I know Tom Coughlin was stressing out about him playing, and he finally got on the field and makes plays like this. This is the play that really kind of just drew the praise of everybody around the league.
Well, I think for a combination of things. First of all, great protection. It's a max protection look, so they're taking a shot, a double move up top. And I really give a lot of credit to Eli in this as well, because when you take a shot like this, you really want to give your receiver a chance where only he has a chance to make a play. And generally, the corner's at inside leverage. Eli places it on the outside. Odell Beckham makes a great play. Concentration, the competitiveness, I mean, it all came together. Really, really well-executed play.
And here's the max protection. Two tight ends stayed in the back, so basically it's, what, eight-man protection. Eli gets out of the pocket and lets it go.
That's right. A great throw, 55 yards in there. Again, only where he can make the catch, and he does. And, you know, like I said, it shows the blocking up front, Eli and the great throw, And Odell Beckham with the great catch.
Have you ever seen a catch like that?
No, you know, people are comparing it, but you know, when you see him, you know, in some of the other games that he plays, you see the concentration. There's a lot of receivers are making great plays, but that one really stands out.
All right, the running back, Rashad Jennings, former Jaguar.
Right.
I remember watching him when he was here, a talented player, had difficulty staying healthy. He's back to being healthy for the Giants and looks like he's doing some things.
He really is. You know, and we get a chance to see him when he played with Oakland last year, and now he's with New York. And I think the big thing that stands out, he runs with power. He's really a strong runner. And then on a play like this where he's got really good poise, the ability to cut back and trust what he sees. A very instinctive runner that runs extremely hard.
And he's got great hands. I mean, I remember watching him catch when he was here going, wow, this guy has hands like a receiver, and here he is on a little flare route.
Well, again, this play is designed, so you know that they trust his hands when they're throwing him flare screens and, you know, and give him an opportunity to operate in space.
All right, your offense struggling a little bit, and obviously blocking a premier player like Jason Pierre-Paul got to be priority number one.
Well, you have to know where he is on the field and, you know, some of the matchups that he gives. But he's a difficult guy to deal with just because of his athleticism, his strength at the point. He can pass rush. He can play the run. He's really a complete player.
A nice play against Jason Witten here and tackling DeMarco Murray. Heck of a play, a guy that will play run and pass. But what impressed me was he was working in the game against Tyron Smith, the left tackle for the Cowboys, who's a Pro Bowler. And Jason Pierre-Paul can make a play like this? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know. He's, you know, like I said, very talented. You don't find many players that play the run, the pass as complete as what he is. And, you know, you can see the speed, the power, inside move right here, ability to show that length that he has. Just really, really a talented player.
Well, and he's fun to watch. You know, I appreciate good defensive end play.
I know. We watch it every week.